Okay. Simon Shinalev. We're holding. We'll come back to maybe some sifrim that we're jumping over. But today I would like to discuss Sif Chav Beis. So we were discussing glasses, reading glasses, sunglasses. The interesting machlokes in the Shalom Meishiv and the Yeshuas Malkoi, where the discussion is wearing sunglasses, is that tzorich haguf or not? In other words, why are you wearing it? Because the sun causes you tzar. It's a tzar. How do we view that? How do we view the glasses which are preventing that tzar of the sun to you? Is that considered tzarech guf or not? If we take a look over here in Sif Chav Beis, the halach is yoytzim b'moich u'sfoig sh'al ha'maka. One could go out with a sfoig or a moich on the maka. It's like a type of bandage on the maka. The fish ain't merapim, because the merape hilkach evik my tachshit. V'chein b'kli b'shum ha'batzel ay b'asplanis ha'melugma v'ritziya sh'aleha, and the bandage that's on it v'nof me'ala alech z'renu v'kol shkin sh'layinim b'tchila aval asa lichroi chut o m'shicha on the maka. It's asa to tie a chut o m'shicha on the maka lotzeiz boy v'chim sh'ein ha'merapim since that merape hevu masoi. But the ogre that you tie on top of the bandage, so what's going on in this sif? So the Mishbura goes on to explain the Shulchan Aruch is quoting a Tor. He's quoting the words of a Tor, which is very similar to a Rambam in Perek Yutes Halach Yigimel, but with two changes. And based on this, we have another big yisoid that comes out in the binyan that we're building. The first change is that the Torah writes, aval also luchay chut oy meshicha al hamaka. Right, the lashon the Shulchan Aruch, the lashon the Torah. It's also to tie the chut or this meshicha on the mak itself. It's also lotzeis boy. The chim shein a merapim heavy masri. Since that merape, it's a masri. The Rambam writes, shle yichrech alehen chut oy meshicha, meaning on top of the alehen is referring to the meichoy sfeig. And I'm not tying the chut meshicha on the mak itself. I'm tying the chut meshicha on the meich or the sfeig. That's asa. But to tie the chut meshicha on the mak itself is mutter. And this is where the Gro is medayik from the Rambam. And the Mishmur brings it down. He's in Sivkat and Ayin Zayin. He says, "Ubebi our Gro kastel del das Rambam ein ei asa b'chut meshicha." Right? So according to the Torah and the Mechaber, it's also to tie the chut meshicha on the mak itself, because na merape. And according to the Rambam, it's mutter to tie the chut meshicha on the mak, even though it's not being merape. Why are you wearing it? You're wearing it in order to prevent some tzar. It might get scratched, it might get rubbed, to protect it. But it's not being merapa. The second difference between the Torah and the Rambam is that the Torah writes, when he's writing what's muta, so he says, Ava ba'ogud shekarach al ritiya, ogud, a type of bandage that they tie on the ritiya, shleitipo malav, that shouldn't fall off. That's mutter. The ogur is mutter. The Rambam says, Eger alamaka is mutter. And it's before over there in the Rambam, that even if the chut or the eger is not merapa the maka, it's just protecting it, it's enough that it's called the tzarech guf, and it's mutter to go out with it. Even though the Rambam writes, Eger alamaka is mutter, But it's same thing is true, the chut of Mashiach, which are things which are chashim and they're not batal, still it's a mutter, because safe, it's being megin on the markets, protecting the market. So this is, you say it's digging machlekes over here between the Torah and the Ramah. What's the heads between the machlekes? The chayra, the arguing, and what's together, it's a tzarech gof. What's the tzarech gof? Torah learned that only something which is being mishamish, the person which is in the oifen chiyuvi, in a positive sense, it's being merapid the guf, it's being merapid the person, that's called tzarech guf. But if it's just protecting the makah, just protecting it, then you don't have the het of tzarech guf. Even though the chut and mashiach is on the guf itself, it's wrapped around the guf, it's on the makah, it's wrapped around the guf. Still, you don't have the het of derech levisha, of derech malbush. Why? Because we explained earlier that the only time you have a het of derech malbush with something that's wrapped around you is when it's doing some service for the person. This is not a service. Protecting the mark is not a service. If it was being merapa, that's a service. Says the Rambam, but the Rambam learned that no. Protection from tsar, protection from a possible rubbing or scraping the makah, which will cause him a tzah, that's also called tzarech guf, and that's being shamish the person, so therefore it's mut. L'chayra, we would have a right from here to the shita of the Shoel HaMeishiv, which he wanted, I mean, the from the Shulchan Aruch that's passing like the Torah, that the Shoel HaMeishiv wanted to say that the sunglass is not called a tzarech guf, just protecting you from the sun hurting you. But not that it's a tzarech guf. It would seem like that. However, yeah.
What are you saying, that if you have the glasses off and you put them on, there's no reduction in like pain and discomfort?
If there is, that's something else. But they're discussing a case where it's just the sun will be mitzayu you and you're protecting it from being mitzayu you. Okay. Now, if let's take a look at Sif Chav Ches. And then we'll come back to being Magdir this, and then we'll see if it's a riot to the Shoel HaMeishiv over the Shuas Malko or not. Sivcha of Ches. Over here, it says, Misha Yeshloi Maka Bepisis Ragli. Someone has a Maka on the palm of his foot. V'koy Shole Matzbei Lohagin Shlein Nagif Beragli. Ties a coin onto it to protect it, so shouldn't be Menagif, shouldn't rub his foot. And it's also merape, so it's mutter to go out with it. So the Magen Avraham, is there a Shulchan Aruch in this room? Oh no, I have a copy of it. I just remember. The Magen Avraham writes, says v'gamu merape. Why is the Mechaber have to say v'gamu merape? Mashma dimeine merape al sha'oisik reishle nogev asav. It's mashma from the mechaba that if it was just so it shouldn't get rubbed, shelo yinagev, it shouldn't get rubbed, that's not enough. You need that to also be merape. The ayin sifchav beis brings a riot from our sifchav beis. Says the machzis a shekel, for 1 second, I have a problem over here. I have a problem from sif yud gimel. The mutalisha lelech bebeged kosher shloyipol dam nidasa al gufa v'tzitztayer. It's mutter for her to wear a beged tied to herself if the reason why she's wearing it so the dam shouldn't go on her guf and be mitztayer her. So she's just protecting herself from tzar. So what's the difference? So you have to say, using a say that we mentioned earlier, is as follows. Rav Moshe in Chelik Avsim Kuftes, he explained to us that there's a big chelik between something which is a beged, something which is worn around your guf as a beged, over there where it's bechefza beged, so I don't have to come on to any side reasons to why it's batel to the guf, because it's a beged and it's been worn as a beged, so it's derech malbush. But something which is not a beged, it's not a beged. Something which is not a beged, but even though it's wrapped around my guf, it's somewhere wrapped around my guf or attached to my guf, that needs a shimush to give it to give it, to make it now batel to make off. So I would like to take it as follows and say as follows that the Torah held that this tzarech haguf that we need over here to make a batel to the guf, there's different levels in it. Something which is merapa the guf, that's pashut. Okay, that's a tzarech haguf. If the bandage has in it some medicated thing which is merapa the guf, or the bandage is helping me merapa it, so it's a tzarech haguf. Therefore, now that it's on the guf, it's attached to the guf, it's merapa. Something which is just being making it from a tzar, it's protecting it from outside tzar, but it's not doing any, there's no positive, it's not in a positive sense shemesh over here. It's just negative, it's to prevent something from happening. That's not enough. However, there's a difference between the beged that the ish is wearing to this bandage, because a beged that ish is wearing is something which is constant. All women have dam nidus, and it comes every once a month, whatever it may be. They have different cycles, but it's something which is taught there. It's something which is natural and something which they need. So therefore, that itself that they need to use this gives it a shemesh of the guf. The guf needs this thing to protect the guf from the tzar that will come to it. A bandage, you may never have to use it. You should never have to use it. Or you may have to use it, but not tadir, not constant, once in a while someone gets a wound, so now he needs to use it. So that which is just making me tzar is not enough. That's not enough. So then already, if we say this you say it in the Torah, and that's how the Mechav is paskening, so then, to answer up how it stems with Sifri Gimel, so then we have no longer raya to the Shalomeshav over the Yeshua's Malka, because perhaps over here the sun comes out every day. Summer the sun's stronger, but this it's something which the for this person he needs it. The sun bothers him. The sun even on a small level, but it's something which is tediris. It's a constant thing. So therefore, that itself gives it a stronger shemesh for the person, even though it's not in a positive sense. And that's why, even according to the Mechaber, it would be mutter to wear it. As opposed to the Rambam learned, you have to say, the Rambam learned that the chut meshicha on the makkah is considered tzarech haguf, even though it's not a constant usage, but the way he understood it was that as long as it's being megen from a tzar, it's protecting from some kind of tzar, so that itself makes it already a shemesh for the guf. Meaning, even though it's not any positive, but since at the time when it's going to get rubbed, it's going to protect the guf from it, so then already it's enough of a shemesh for the guf that this thing that's attached to the guf is considered a tzarech haguf. So that's the machlekes that we have over here between the Torah and the Rambam, and the Halacha L'mayis, like the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, like the Torah, and with our Hezbollah to be mazal with the Sifri Gimel. So that's another step in this equation. Okay, now in Sifchav Gimel, The Mechaber writes over here, Habanim Yaitzim Bezagin. Pirish Kimim Pamainim Kitanim. Children go out with these small bells. Harugim Lam Bichsusam, which are woven into their clothing. Avadim Ainim Harugim Loi. Hagav Vilemani Hodim Mechuber. Doesn't help. Vilemani Hodim Mechuber Lechas is Rak Dover Shedakili is Mechuber. Sham. Avalim chiber sham dove shein dake begach aser. That's aser. Mishbro explains over here what we're talking about, and what the Shulchan Aruch is coming off is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Ches Gemara Shabbos, the Rishonim over there. But what the Ramah says over here, the Ramah says, Mahani the mechuba lechsos rak b'dav shedark elias mechuba. Only something that's derech is to be mechuba. Something that's the derech is to be mechuba. What does that mean? So the Magmaram says, you know, Islam Gimel shedark elias mechuba sham b'chol abegadim lenoi. Something which is the derech to be mechuba to the beged to all begadim. It's a normal thing for noi. They weren't matrichi, they have to take it off and be mezganes. That shouldn't look nice. So so comes out according to this Magbram, and the Mishmurah quotes it, right? Take a look at the Mishmurah and Sifkat and Pei Aleph. The Mishmurah says that Rak Bedava, the Heineke going Zug. They wore these bells on the begotten for night. Lekach shari ba'orig shalagazru ato ene orig. Kivin shu noy lebege leitrichu chazal lehav sidoy silas ganes. Pebe she ain darke bekach. Haino de gazru mechuber ato ene mechuber. Right? Lechari mechuber, why should be aser? They were guys of mechuber ato ene mechuber. Could be it's more than even a gzera. Might even be a masoi. Anything which is not a tzairach of the beged, and doesn't do anything for the beged. Ain a bottle legabe a beged. Who keilu mitzion levade below a beged v'chayiv. It's as if you're walking out with it, without the beged v'chayiv. A paltig thing. That what he's saying over here is that according to this Magavram, according to this Mishabura, in order for it to be considered part of the beged, has to be something which is darkei liyasham. The derech is to be there b'chol abegadim. The Magravam Yizlash and the Mishmur quotes it. And Taisvis says it also. Taisvis over there. So when the Rama says avalim chiba sham dava she'ein darkei bekach asa, doesn't mean ein darkei bekach. It means ein darkei bekach b'chol abegadim. Could be in some begadim it is the derech, but it's not the derech b'chol abegadim. Then either there's this gezera otu eine arug, or you have this chashash of a deraisa. That's what it seems like over here. Right, that's why he's quoting the Mordechai, the Taz, the Sifkat Yom Gimel, brings the Rashba, the Chuvas Rashba that he's quoting, and that's why it seems like the Taz is learning. That could be even a yisur d'oraisa. Now, on this topic, we have a lot of times different things that are attached to begadim, and the question is that does that have a din of carrying or not? What's the din? You have extra buttons. You have tags that are attached to the begadim. So there's another sif over here also in sif lamites. Not sure where the oilam's holding. What? I have to go around to find out. Are we? What in the milchavs? Okay, fine. So Lamites. So hold on. Let's try to work it through. So Lamites says.
What's the case of Gimel?
What?
Where
you
explain
the case of Gimel
again?
I told you this side. You'll see the case. You'll apply it to it. But that's the side that comes out of Chav Gimel. So now in Lamites. One second. Maybe we get. Okay, so Siv Lamentes says as follows. It says over here, Kila. What's a Kila? Pirshiria Kain Ohil. Like a cloth. Sheish Beretsuais. And has on a string. Shemait Chemai Sambahem, that you pull them with them. Mutalis Atev Ba. You can wrap yourself with it. Lotes Lirishosarabim. And go out to Rishosarabim. The ein aritzua is chashuvois is important. The ein aritzua is chashuvois kemasui. Right, even though I'm wrapping myself with the cloth, right? I'm wrapping myself with the curtain, whatever it is, the urea. I wrap myself with it, and that's being worn. But there's these strings hanging from them. So why are the strings not carrying? I'm not wearing the strings. The ein aritzua is chashuvois kemasui. Shemevutolois agaba. Hilkach mutalotzeis berisuis etuluis ba'avnit. Therefore, it's mutal to go out with the ritsuis that are hanging from the avnit. But what does he say here? He says, Ein ritsuis chashuvais kemasoi shemevutolois agaba. It's bottle to it. Meaning, what's the meaning? Why is it bottle to it? So the hezber is because since these ritsuis are not chashuv, the less chash, let's say the less chashuv than the beged, even though it's shaykh to the beged, meaning that there for a reason this kila needs it, but right now that I'm using the kila for levisha, I'm using it to wear it, so the ritzuas are not really chashuv over here. We say that it's batul to the beged and it's not considered a masur. Says Rav Moshe in a piece in the Kuntres Torah Vayirah, he's talking about the tags of the cleaners, right? The cleaners' tags. So he wants to say over there that it's mutter to go out with them because it's batel to the beged. However, he says, but if you're makpid to remove them, that you don't want them, so then you can't say it's batel to the beged. Therefore, he says the chatchila one should remove them. However, if you forgot it, it's mutter to go out with it. And Adrabi says it's usher to remove them on Shabbos because of a din muksu, because there's no tailors from them. So better just leave it over there. Here in Israel, where they staple them on, oh, in America, they staple, right? It could be it's even worse because the staple, once you staple it on, might have a din of tefirah. And to undo it would be korea, perhaps. But al kapanim, what Rav Moshe is saying, the same is said that when we have there's a dim bittel over here, when something is not chashuv, that's something which is not chashuv, which is attached to something which is chashuv, it becomes batel to it. The not chashuv becomes batel to the davar chashuv. Now that's the din, that's the bittel we see in Sif Lamed Tes. Something is not chashuv. So what happened in Sif Chav Gimel? What happened in Sif Chav Gimel? Why don't we say the same thing in Sif Chav Gimel? Teretz is over there in Sif Chav Gimel. We're talking about children's clothing with these bells that attach to it. And we want to be Matthew to go out with it. Now these bells sometimes could be more chashuv than the shoes itself. It's a nice it's something nice. Or at least it's the same chashuv. It's not chashiv. It's definitely not chashiv. So it's chashiv. So we cannot apply Sif Lamed Tes to Sif Chav Gimel and say that the zagin a bottle to the beged over there. That we can't say. So we have to come on to something new over there in Chav Gimel. Something which is dark to be mechuba over there. Dark b'chol abgadim, but it's directly noise to have it. So then it's made with this thing. So then it's bottled to the beged. That's what Ramah is teaching us in Sif Chav Gimel. So we have two yisoides. Either something, right? Two yisoides in Hilchah is bittel to a beged. Either the yisoid from Sif Chav Gimel, that something which is darkoi to be on all begotten at Lenoi. So even if the dove which is attached to it, is the davar chashuv, and even if it's more chashuv than the beged itself, but if it's darkoi, then it's batal to it. Second inside from Sif Lamates is that if it's a davar she'ein echashov, like the tag, like the cleanest tag, that as long as you're not makpid davka to take it off, so that will become batal to the davar chashov.
In case of Lamates, you also have dark, you know, the strings of the pattern.
No, because you don't wear it. Pinchas is using his kilo, but a normal clothing don't have strings hanging from it. Why do you have strings hanging from it?
That's a kilo, though. Anyway.
Kila is pirish, very clearly. Maybe this is why I was wondering why you had to explain it, but yeah. Urea cane oil.
Right. But urea cane oil usually has strength.
That's right, but not the malbush. Okay, now.
It's only possible if it's your derech to leave it on.
By what?
In the thing which is not chashuv. If you would normally take it off, they would say. Even
are you makbit to take it off?
Yeah, then even if it's not chashuv.
Then it doesn't make a difference. If you makbit to take it off, then it's not batal. Okay, now. The Bi'alacha in Sifchav Beis, the Bi'alacha, Shadak Elias Mechuba. You see the Bi'alacha on the bottom line? Valkein Mutalotzeis Bekisim Atfurim Babeged. Ooh. How can you go out with pockets? So he says, I'll tell you why. Shadak Elias Mechuba. That's how you go out with pockets. Now you have to keep in mind, the pockets in those days, the normal, a lot of the pants or shirts didn't have pockets. You see from Hilchos Mukhs also. The pockets was something sewn onto the beged. It wasn't made as part of the beged. It was like you sewed on a pocket to the beged. But it was sewn on. It was part of the beged at the end of the day. But it was sewn on to the beged. See, so he's bothered, what's the heter? So he says, "Valkein mutal letzayis bekisim atfurim bebeged." Why? Because it's dark elias mechuba bechala begadim. Begadim have pockets. What? Meaning that when this time at back, I guess when they started making pockets, so people viewed it kilo like it's a piece of material like a sock that's sewn onto the pants. That's what it looks like. So they were asked to go out with it. Says the Bi'al Halacha, but now he's saying Achshav, right? That's what he's saying, or he doesn't say Achshav. He's saying now that's dark, it's to be mechuba, it's batal mutter. Then he continues. He says v'chein bekaftar. What's a kaftar? Kaftar is a hood, the hood of the beged. V'chein bekaftar, the hood shetolu bebeged shemachaser roishi b'shas geshamim. Is also because darkoi, meaning that even if it's not on his head, even if it's just hanging in the air, hanging downwards, it's not over his head, it's mutter. Right? This is what I think we once mentioned, the lining in the coat that we talked about. Oh no, that was a shemem, right. What? What's that? B'chol begadim? But I guess, okay, so we have to mag the what b'chol begadim means.
Right, pockets, but, not all begadim have pockets in it.
True, so b'chol can't mean 100% all begadim. But it means that it's not just being this person has this decoration, this person has this decoration. It's like tassels. Not all shoes have tassels. But you go to the store, there is a shelf of shoes with tassels. So by children's clothing, not adults' clothing don't have the belts. What?
See, most begadim, most women's clothes don't have like sequins or whatever, so it wouldn't be allowed.
So in Achrami, might not. Maybe. We'll have to discuss that. But we'll have to see. Right? Women's begadim don't have pockets usually. But okay.
Begadim means that's pieces, yeah? Meaning that shoes and.
I can't tell you exactly, but I can't imagine that it means every single one. Because not every single children's.
It's for sure. Full shirts. I mean, just going off
right,
the majority of shirts.
Right.
Every single
right. So now, and it's similar to Mechasitri when he's discussing the lining in a coat. So he says, during the summer, do I need to take it off or not? During the summer, I have no tielas from it. At the end of the tshuva, he wants to be matter because of this din. It's not called Eitzah, even in the summer where you're hot from the lining. But it's darker to be part of the coat. Darker to be part of the coat. So now we have to done up dan up, also we have to dan up over here, what's called mechubad to the beged? What's considered mechubad to the beged, right? We're saying over here, avalim chiber sham davar. If it's mechubad to the beged, and like the Mishmur says, shadakali is mechubah, he's going out, these examples he's giving, the packet is sewn to the beged, the hood is sewn to the coat. Yeah?
What about the pop-up one? The ones that have the strap on.
So what? Okay, good question. So what's called mechubar? What's called mechubar? Right? What's called mechubar to the baguette? Right? A belt. How to go even further? Forget it's snapped on. A belt in the loops. It's not snapped on at all. Just sitting in my loops. I don't want to tie it. Just hanging on my coat. Is that called mechubar or not? Does that become bottled to the bag or not? Right? Could we say that since it's derech to go out with your belt and your in the loops, that how about your shoelaces? You know, why tie it? You're gonna have to untie it when you get back home anyway. So why bother tying it? So you don't want to tie it before you leave the house.
Is the BMI not the same as motion? You're saying the pockets are part of the bag. Moshe was saying that it doesn't have to be choshev.
So talking about here things that are right, so it's mechalik. Lametes talking about where it's not chashiv. That's one yisoid. Chav Gimel talking about the second yisoid where it is chashiv. You don't have in all these examples in lametes. You don't in Chav Gimel. You don't have lametes, right? And Moshe was being matif from Chav Gimel. He didn't have to come on to. I mean, from lametes, he didn't have to come on to Chav Gimel. Trying to. Or how about those people that walk with handkerchief in their pocket? Is that Shaykh now? Okay. So Miyat Hashem, we'll continue with this on Monday. And we'll move on.
Right.
Yeah.
And the tshuva by watches.